Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today with a high of 93. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 71. Chance for storms tomorrow. High of 86. Chance of thunderstorms Friday with highs in the mid 80s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 88.
Mid-America Network News. A man was arrested on Monday after police say he reportedly strangled his 61-year-old mother, broke her glasses, stole her cell phone, medication, and vehicle. The Ark City Police Department said around 3 a.m. on Monday, a 61-year-old woman fled to a neighbor's home seeking help after being allegedly strangled by her son, 42-year-old Cody Wayne Nuss of Ark City. Officers located Nuss and advised him he was under arrest. He refused officers' commands and became verbally combative. While handcuffed behind his back, Nuss attempted to grab an officer's holstered firearm. The police chief in St. Mary's has announced that he will be stepping down from his position with the agency soon. Police Chief Derek Sid submitted his resignation. He is going to exit his role on July 20th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. The road to the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals begins this week as round of 16 action continues Monday and Tuesday, where every match is win or go home. Then the FIFA World Cup quarterfinals excitement starts on Thursday, continues Friday, and builds to Saturday for 3 days of must-see soccer. And on Sunday, catch the pickleball mid-season tournament finals from Grand Rapids at 2. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
He's known for his passionate personality and distinctive voice. Get ready for singer, songwriter, and actor Sebastian Bach in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Saturday, July 25th. Sebastian Bach, live. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club and Ticketstorm.com. See 80s rock icon Sebastian Bach only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
The Topeka City Council has voted to spend over $500,000 funding affordable housing. Projects are intended to renovate and construct housing built by two separate developers. Many of the Topeka City Council members were excited about the prospect of more affordable housing in the capital city. The $500,000 are derived from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Once the projects are completed, the developers are set to pay back into the AHTF. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations after a two-day search. Just after 10 p.m. on July 3rd, a sheriff's deputy attempted to conduct a traffic stop on a man identified as 40-year-old Jeremiah McKenzie of Cherryvale, who was operating a red ATV that was reported stolen in Deering, Kansas. McKenzie fled into a nearby cornfield in a heavily wooded area. After an extensive search, he was taken into custody. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Ongoing uncertainty going on at the federal level after a U.S. district judge has made a recent decision that the federal government cannot block federally funded state-run SNAP benefits from being used to buy candy or soda across the nation. And after the federal ruling from that U.S. district judge, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says they're in the process of lifting their restrictions at a statewide level back to allow individuals to again purchase soda and energy drinks with those supplemental nutrition programs. The department wrapped up last week saying they are working with SNAP retailers to remove those restrictions on soda and energy drinks, with many retailers being required to update their systems before the restrictions are lifted. So far, 23 states, including the state of Nebraska, had restrictions in place or had planned to enforce those restrictions, where the bans on soda, energy drinks, and candy went into effect in the state of Nebraska back on January 1, with the lack of restrictions now set to take effect again starting on November 1st.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844- Seed Tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Antrim City Council at Monday night's meeting voted 7-1 to recommend keeping four-lane traffic on U.S. 77 from Lincoln Street North, with transition to three lanes occurring somewhere between Lincoln and Ella Street. This was in response to an earlier proposal to limit traffic to three lanes throughout the city, citing cost concerns in maintaining four lanes through the entire project. The discussion precedes resurfacing, which may come up in 2028. Reconstruction of a South 6th Street bridge is also under consideration, with an alternative adding 10-foot sidewalks for pedestrian safety. A stoplight at 6th and High was also discussed. A recent traffic report did not indicate sufficient traffic, but it was noted a middle school is located nearby. Estimated cost to the city would likely range up to $2 million, significantly less than a $6 million estimate to maintain the current configuration with four lanes. The lone no vote from the council was Dwayne Rue, who is a candidate for mayor. Some 2,000 people signed a petition against the transition from the current four lanes, and the recent recommendation will go to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Local leaders are encouraging the state hold a public hearing before final decisions are made. Resurfacing on U.S. 136 from 2nd Street to the east edge of Beatrice is planned later this year. That will not incorporate any traffic flow changes. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County last Thursday afternoon. Christopher Watkins, age 40, of Goff, lost control on 96th, just west of O Road, and struck a parked trailer. The driver was transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Northern Gage County last Tuesday evening. James Patrick, age 38, of Beatrice, struck a deer about 3 miles southeast of Cortland near the intersection of Nebraska Highway 41 and South 38th Road. The driver was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. An injury accident reported in Marshall County June 28th, just after midnight. An Omaha woman, Marlene Valdiva, lost control on K-99 just south of Frontier Road, went off the roadway and struck a drain hole, the vehicle rolling. The driver was transported to Pawnee County Hospital. An injury accident was reported June 28th in Blue Rapids. Emma Waters of Blue Rapids collided with Rosita Ramirez of Lincoln at the intersection of East Avenue and 5th Street. Ramirez struck two trees before her vehicle came to rest. The driver transported to Community Memorial Healthcare. Waters not reportedly injured. An injury accident was reported in Washington County June 16. Joel Cardenas Ramirez of Lynn lost control on K-9 in the 1100 block and the vehicle rolled. The driver transported to Clay County Hospital. Pre-fair judging, Thursday, 9 a.m. at Washington County High School. Friday, 8 a.m. for Marshall County 4-H Youth at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville. KNDY will record comments from the 4-H youth participating and will air those conversations during our county fair coverage. Check in Thursday for the Jefferson County Fair in February, which continues through Sunday, with Gary Moore Amusements operating Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a ranch rodeo Thursday evening at 7, midget racing at the grandstand Friday and Saturday nights at 6:30, and a tractor show Sunday. Free live entertainment Friday and Saturday nights at the Jefferson County Fair. This year's theme, there's no place like fair. Ruth E. Henderson, age 71, of Palmer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday with family present 5 until 7 p.m. at the church. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ruth Henderson. Massive Christian burial in Atchison Friday for Linda L. Dahman, age 78, of rural Winchester. She grew up in the Beatty community. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at the Corpus Christi Catholic Church in Atchison. Barrett Family Funeral Home of Oskaloosa in charge of arrangements for Linda Walters Dahman.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Marysville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We'll continue to see fairly quiet weather here early on, but we do have some unsettled weather moving in for the end of the work week, producing a few showers and thunderstorms for the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, lots of sun, high of 93. Tonight, increasing clouds, areas of showers and thunderstorms possible, low near 71. Chance of showers and storms early Thursday. Occasional sunshine develops, high of 86. Chance of showers and thunderstorms developing Thursday night, low near 68. Chance of showers and storms early on Friday. Mainly cloudy, high of 86. Chance of showers and storms Friday night, low near 68. Chance of showers and storms early on Saturday, high of 88. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 68. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weatherology Weather Center.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 105, the average low 66 and the record low 56. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 6:06.
Should you turn off the AC when you're away from home, or is it more efficient to let it run? We consult the HVAC experts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 8th, the 189th day of the year. And on this day, a patent for the quintessential 70s game Twister was issued in 1969. Here's a dog days of summer question we hear frequently. Which is more efficient, to leave the air conditioner on or to turn it off when it's not needed? To save energy, the experts say turn it off. It's always more efficient to shut it down completely, especially if you'll be gone for a weekend or during a cool spell. Even though it'll run longer to restore your comfort level, the downtime will more than make up for it. Plus, modern AC units run more efficiently at full speed rather than cycling on and off at lower settings. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2026 Chevy Traverse all-wheel drive vehicles and the new 2026 Chevrolet Trax, plus a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model and Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Trail Boss. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It wasn't only a big weekend for the 4th of July Independence Day celebrations, but it was also a big weekend for Darren Peterson this past weekend, putting on a show for the first time in his NBA Summer League debut as the number 2 overall pick, made his first appearance in the Summer League on Saturday for July 4th with the Utah Jazz. The former Kansas Jayhawk guard ended up putting 28 points on, going 11-21 from the field and 4-7 from the three-point range. He also had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks in the 27 minutes of total action, where the Utah Jazz did defeat the Atlanta Hawks 103-102. Peterson has been one of many moving from Kansas out to the NBA on the national scale, with a statement from the KU Athletic Department saying they are proud to see many of their graduates move on to the big leagues. Major League Baseball back in action, where it's game number 2 with the Kansas City Royals on the road taking on the New York Mets. It is an evening game tonight at 6:10 before they're wrapping up the series tomorrow with a midday game at 12 o'clock.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Wichita State University's men's basketball coach Paul Mills has announced recently that he is adding a new addition to the team as part of the staff for the upcoming 2026 and 27 basketball season. As Coach Mills has announced that Sam Carnes will be serving as the director of player development for the Shockers, moving from recently being the assistant coach of East Central University. Carnes has been with East Central after 2 seasons, graduating as the assistant at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. He also served as the assistant coach and skills development coordinator at the Covenant School, where he contributed to the program's first playoff appearance in nearly 6 years, saying that his responsibilities included practice planning, game strategy, player evaluation, and position-specific skill development. Before coaching as a player, Carnes was a 3-year team captain at Oral Roberts University between 2017 and 2020, leading the team to their best record that they've had in 4 seasons, and went on to play professionally for 2 years. He said he is excited to move up to Wichita and become the latest Shocker. Mid-American Network Sports.
The Landahl Company team makes the difference. Landahl is looking for career-minded individuals who want to make a difference. Check their website, landahl.com/careers, to see what opportunities are available. Landahl offers competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, 6-month evaluation raises with room for advancement and a full line of benefits. EEO vets and disability welcome. At Landahl, you're more than just a number. Learn more at landahl.com/careers.
Discover a little bit of everything at the Marysville Mercantile, your one-stop shop for bulk goods, sweet candy, fresh bakery treats, and so much more. Browse new and used home decor, unique finds, and vintage pieces that bring charm and character to your home. Located at Highway 77 and Elm Street in Marysville, they're open Thursday and Friday from 8 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 8 to 4. Everyday shopping meets one-of-a-kind treasures at the Marysville Mercantile.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car: quality. Same thing's true with your car loan. New or used, buy or lease, you want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Take the sting out of stinging nettle and itch out of poison ivy with the help of jewelweed. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This North American native plant can be found growing in moist, partially sunny areas like moist woodlands, floodplains, woodland edges, swamps, and roadside ditches. It's a member of the touch-me-not family that includes the popular shade-tolerant bedding plant impatience. This wetland plant grows 2 to 5 feet tall in moist soils and partially shaded areas. It has orange flowers with darker orange spots. You'll find hummingbirds and bees enjoying the flower's nectar. Gently touch the mature seed pods in fall and watch the seeds shoot out into the surrounding area. This is how the plant disperses its seeds into new locations. Hikers, gardeners, and outdoorsmen have used the sap of jewelweed to soothe the pain of stinging nettle and poison ivy. The sap has also been used to treat athletes' feet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
There's a tool for just about everything. And if you want to see just about every tool, well, your best shot may be this place in Northern California. I'll take you to meet a tool man's collection on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When Bob Bolt donated his tool collection to the city of Oroville, California, there were about 4,000 tools total. The collection grew, and others brought in unique tools as well, making the collection about 10,000 pieces today.
There's multiple freestanding walls that are just covered in these whiteboards that have the tools mounted on them. And they're by category. Like one place there'll be Japanese woodworking tools. Another place there's dental tools and railroad tools. So it's kind of categorized.
And if you're like me, there are many things you'll recognize and many more that you won't. David Dewey says there's a way to help you learn what you don't know.
Everything's numbered and there's books they can go to and look up and see, okay, this was made in New York by Joe Blow.
Some tools date into the mid-1800s that were used on buggies. Many of the tools date to the early 1900s. This is a farming area, and Mr. Bolt found his share of tools from that industry.
So there's a tremendous tractor tool selection, and it's all categorized by the different companies, Case, Deere.
The museum is open to the public, but the hours are sometimes limited, as they rely on volunteers to help staff it. David says they are always accommodating folks who would like to stop by outside of normal hours. And he says he notices something interesting about the people who stop by.
What is fascinating is a lot of women folk think they're going to be bored, and they come in and they're just as fascinated with it, too.
It is quite a collection, tools from many decades to repair just about anything you can imagine. Traveling the countryside in Oroville, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
Owners work hard to keep their herds healthy, and sometimes it's difficult to tell if animals are sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trust and observation are keys to detecting illness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Thank you.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
You can tell when family members are sick, even if they say they feel fine. They just don't behave right. Well, animals aren't much different. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says when cattle feel ill, they are genetically programmed to do everything they can to not look sick. In the food chain, if an animal looks sick, predators consider it easy prey. Griffin says to get to know your cattle when they're calves, spend some time with them so they trust you and not hide.
Kneel down. When you kneel down, you change your physical presence. So those calves will come up and try to sniff at you. Move slow, avoid loud noises, those kinds of things. And spend enough time with them that when you step in the pen, they don't spook and all run to the back. Such that when you walk in the pen, they'll look at you with those eyes about, I don't feel good today. Can you help me?
Griffin says cattle will look depressed, hold their heads down, and not eat much. Their appetite usually goes down before their temperatures go up. Griffin advises cattle owners to keep a stethoscope handy. He says you can see animals breathe, but listening to the air move inside them helps you determine if you're dealing with a respiratory illness.
When they're breathing fast, it may be because they have pneumonia, or it may be that they're just excited. And if they're breathing really fast, you hear the air a little bit louder. But if they have inflammation, when the blood moves into their lungs, as the airways change, that air turbulence becomes much louder, almost like you're trying to whistle.
The longer it takes to get them treated, the greater the complications. Allow plenty of time each day to check on your cattle, so when you see a change in behavior, you can take action. Find more tips for detecting sick cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Can helping your adult child actually keep them from growing? Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. It's a tender question because parents want to help when their children struggle. But sometimes the way we help can remove the very challenge God may use to form maturity. Think of a baby bird breaking out of its shell. It may seem compassionate to crack the egg open for it, but that struggle is actually part of what strengthens the bird for life outside the shell. Financial help can work the same way. Support is not wrong, but wise support should move adult children toward responsibility, not away from it. Galatians 6 tells us, bear one another's burdens, but also says each person must bear his own load. True wisdom is knowing the difference. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Bringing new ag-related hires up to speed fast and easy today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Ag Careers is an employment service catering to ag jobs. Grounded in Ag is an online education program. The two are collaborating on a new service called the Ag Onboarding Academy. Grounded in Ag founder Janice Person.
Good onboarding is one of the simplest and most effective ways to help someone feel welcome, confident, and capable in a new role. And helping people understand and appreciate agriculture and the farmers many of us serve, that's really the focus of Grounded in Ag programming.
Person says the instruction is delivered online.
People learn directly from trusted farmers and experts who open up about the business, farm practices, and culture. That results in layered learning that really sticks with a person.
Bonnie Johnson of Ag Career says nearly 40% of their job applicants don't have any ag-based education, which is why, says Person, the arrangement was formed.
This new collaboration with Ag Careers makes practical training tools more accessible so more businesses can add that industry lens to improve understanding and set employees up for success.
You can learn more from the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Need a car for an out-of-town trip or just while yours gets fixed? Conover Auto Sales in Marysville has awesome rental options, clean rides, great prices, and super friendly service. Whether it's a quick errand or a weekend getaway, they've got your wheels ready. Rentals available at Conover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. We are near completion for the red winter wheat harvest this season, with the Southern Plains pretty much completed and some producers here in Kansas with some harvest left to go. Let's get a field update from Nebraska and South Dakota. Harvest report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The number 91 is dominating the agricultural data boards following the release of the USDA's latest weekly crop progress report. In Nebraska, Nebraska winter wheat combines have defied the odds, making a staggering weekly jump to hit 91% harvested. High summer temperatures dried down the remaining fields at a rapid pace, allowing custom cutters to quickly clear what is left of the state's 580,000 harvestable acres. However, severe drought and spring frost pressure have taken a historic toll on grain quality, leaving Nebraska's final winter wheat crop condition at a rock-bottom 2% good to excellent. Total production there is still projected to plunge 57% below last year's output. Meanwhile, crossing the border into South Dakota, the production outlook tells a completely different story. Timely June rainfall has kept subsoil moisture reserves in solid shape for developing row crops. Local producers report that corn is reaching chest-high levels with strong color, pushing the state's overall corn condition ratings to an impressive 71% good to excellent. 12% of the state's soybeans are officially blooming, trailing just slightly behind the historical average pace. Finally, the state's high-protein spring wheat crop is moving rapidly through its critical reproductive stages. An expanding northern heat dome has started to tax the field, pulling South Dakota spring wheat conditions down to 57% good to excellent as traders keep a close eye on northern protein supplies. As row crops enter their critical pollination window and the combine lines push into the northern plains, weather remains the ultimate market driver. Keep your eyes on the shifting heat dome as we watch these regional yield stories develop. We'll continue to give you harvest updates across the Central Plains as we near the end of the harvest season. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production. Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports.
Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
With crop prices low, farmers are storing more grain, and that grain needs to be protected from insect damage. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
From cold winter mornings to scorching hot summer afternoons, some work just doesn't wait for better weather. That's where the all-new Honda Pioneer 1000 Elite comes in. Honda's first sealed cab side-by-side with HVAC. Coming soon, it brings automotive-grade comfort to every season, with heating and air conditioning to help you stay comfortable while you get the job done. The new Honda Pioneer 1000 Elite. Learn more at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Regional Sales Manager for Central Life Sciences, Maya Butler, talks about their headline product called Gravista, which helps to protect grain from insect damage. It comes in both liquid and dry form.
So it's the grain protectant. It has three active ingredients in it, an adulticide, a synergist, and an IGR. The synergist boosts the efficacy of the other two ingredients to where we'll have longer residual. And we're wanting people to know that even if you're storing grain for a short period of time, it's still important to protect it during that storage period so that we can minimize infestation.
Butler points out that not protecting grain can cut into the return on investment.
I think some of the biggest pain points are those that have not protected their grain, and they're starting to see it that it's really biting into their ROI more so than it has in the past. So us being able to help push the product and help them to start to incorporate it into their process, I think they're going to see a little bit more success going forward once they start to do that.
Once again, Central Life Sciences, Maya Butler. Gravista is labeled for use in stored grain sorghum, corn, popcorn, barley, oats, rice, rye, and wheat. It kills labeled insects and breaks our life cycles, providing excellent control of Indian meal moths, sawtooth grain beetles, red flower beetles, rice weevils, maize weevils, lesser grain borers, and more. Go to centrallifesciences.com for more information on their bug-free grains lineup. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, be sure to log on to agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth is getting a lot of calls and pictures from people asking about brown recluse spiders. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Whitworth says that brown recluse spider sightings are possible because they're actively looking for food.
They are predaceous or scavengers. They'll actually feed on dead or dying insects or their own kind or other spiders. Up to a point, once that insect is dead and has dried up, they won't feed on it because spiders have to suck the juice out of a juicy insect or spider. So once it's dried, they can't utilize it for food. But they're mostly nocturnal, so that's why they're out and about at night. As it starts to get light, they come into some place where it's dark, shaded, or some protective place to spend the day. That's why we always recommend if you leave your clothes or you leave your shoes on the floor at night. Be sure and shake them out really good before you put them back on in the morning.
While most don't want to hear it, Whitworth says that brown recluse spiders are plentiful in Kansas.
The brown recluse spider is probably the most common spider inhabiting houses, barns, sheds, restaurants, whatever, that we have in Kansas. But as the name implies, it's reclusive. So they're very shy. They don't like folks, probably as bad as folks don't like them. So they try and avoid human contact as much as we try and avoid brown recluse spider contact. The brown recluse spider has a very characteristic cast skin. So if you just see the old skin, you know, hanging on a little webbing in a corner, you can immediately tell if it's a brown recluse. They're very, very easily distinguished from all other spiders. So that's the best way to tell if you have brown recluse. If you see cast skins, chances are it's a brown recluse, because I don't know why, but for some reason they're more stable. They last longer, so that you can see them better.
Whitworth says that sanitation is probably the best protection against brown recluse spiders.
If you have a whole bunch of stuff stored in the basement, or sheds or garage, get rid of all of the stuff that you can. That's where they like to hide during the day, and they just come out at night looking for prey. So get rid of that. The second question I always get about control, does spraying help? It doesn't hurt. If you spray a general spray around the outside and the inside of your house, if you eradicate insects, the brown recluse doesn't have anything to feed on. They will feed on each other for a little while. So if you do that 3 or 4 months, 5 or 6 months, you'll eventually reduce the population of brown recluse spiders also. It's really tough to get rid of all of them, but you will reduce them just because you're killing their food source.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with information on brown recluse spiders. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to see low red numbers all across the board, and they are slowly falling as the day goes on. Over in the seeds market, these numbers have been going back and forth since the markets opened up, and they are currently mixed across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle remain low in the red all across the board, and the hogs, they've been strong today since the start, and they remain all higher. In the corn market, September corn down 9.25 at 4.34 and a half, and December down 8.25 at 4.56 even. Kansas City wheat for September down 6.75 at 6.46 even, and December down 7.25 at 6.60 even. In the oats market, September oats down 1.25 at 3.42 and three quarters, and December down 2.25 at 3.57 even. In the bean market, August beans up 0.25 at 11.94 even, and September down 2.75 at 11.84 even. Soybean meal for August down 3.90 at 3.12.30, and September down 4.60 at 3.09.90. Soybean oil for August up 205 at 70.64, and September up 208 at 70.24. In the canola market, November canola up $23 at 783.60, and January up 22.80 at 793.50. In the cotton market, December cotton down 85 cents at 80.44, and March down 79 cents at 81.89. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up a penny at 179, and December up 24 cents at 172. The euro for September is up to $1.14. and December is unchanged at $1.14. And the Japanese yen for September is down to 61 cents, and December is down as well at 62 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the Dow has tumbled over 600 points as oil jumps, with Trump saying attacks on Iran to continue. The Dow Jones is currently down 554 points, the S&P 500 down 19 points, and the NASDAQ is now up 23 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With President Trump promising to continue military attacks on Iran, the Dow has plunged 800 points and was falling back toward 52,000 at midday. The S&P and the NASDAQ were both off about 0.9% this morning. May was an expensive month for commercial airlines. New federal numbers show the major carrier spent nearly $6.7 billion on jet fuel alone. That's 84% higher than a year earlier. Despite well-documented cases of its driverless cars stopping traffic or illegally passing school buses, Waymo will start rolling out autonomous taxis in 4 new cities in the coming weeks. As it is, Waymo operates in 10 communities. And when 20-somethings play together, they don't always pay together. A study by Zelle finds that 3/4 of Gen Z travelers say that when they pay up front to cover a group trip, they're having a tough time getting their fellow travelers to pay them back. Jim Ryan, ABC.
The annual Lynn Picnic is Friday and Saturday with the Kids Bike Parade at 5:45, the Great American Parade at 6 on Friday, followed by kids' games, including bounce houses, a foam party, petting zoo and games from 6 until 8 p.m., a glow party at 9, and the live mariachi band. Saturday breakfast at the shelter house at 8, fishing for kids at 9, a German meal at 11. The vendor fair runs 9 to 1 at the City Building, and a demo derby Saturday evening at 6:30 at the Lynn Picnic. An invitation from Moe's Stop & Shop, Lynn's hometown convenience store. Pizza, burgers, beer, pop, and more at Moe's Stop & Shop. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Up to date with today's technology, United Bank & Trust, member FDIC. And the Lynn Community Nursing Home, person-centered care with skilled nursing and independent living facilities. As well as care you deserve at Lynn Community Nursing Home. And your country, KNDY. Proud to serve the Lynn community for 70 years.
When you support local, everyone wins. Your dollars stay right here in the community, supporting our schools, creating jobs, and growing the economy. When you visit Marysville, there's friendly, personalized service and unique products you won't find anywhere else. While you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful, locally owned Marysville businesses.
Thinking about buying or selling real estate? Before the paperwork and the closing day, there's one important choice: choosing the right title company.
At Pony Express Title, we pride ourselves in making the process feel simple, comfortable, and personal. Whether you're buying a home, selling land, or just exploring your options, we're here to help.
Stop in anytime, have a cup of coffee, and let's talk about what your next steps could look like.
Pony Express Title, working for you from start to finish.
For generations, Tension Corporation has been proud to be part of the Marysville community. As a local manufacturing facility, we're dedicated to producing quality products while supporting local families, careers, and growth right here in our hometown. Our employees are the heart of everything we do, and we're proud to continue building a strong future together. Tension Corporation, committed to Marysville's past, present, and future.
Your new home awaits. Inline Construction can help you design and then build that dream home on your site. Or lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville. Don't wait. Make today the day you call on Inline Construction for a quote at 562-5525 or inline.construction@yahoo.com.
At Landall, being local isn't just where we work, it's who we are. For generations, we've built quality equipment right here, supporting our neighbors and communities every day. And we're not going anywhere. Continuing to grow, find out what career opportunities Landall has for you by visiting Landall.com. Landall Company, proudly local, today and tomorrow, built here, built to last.
Beat the back-to-school rush at Blue River Eye Care. Did you know 1 in 5 kids need glasses by the time they reach kindergarten? Schedule your child's eye exam now and start the school year with clear, confident vision. We're easy to find in downtown Marysville, and we're open late on Mondays until 7 p.m. to fit your family's busy schedule. At Blue River Eye Care, the difference is clear.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first. Because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.